Right now, thank you, Scar Shobalala, for setting this up for us. Paralympic gold medalist Mpumalelo Mdlongu. It's one of the biggest names in athletes, in athletics at the moment. He's here, live, in the flesh, in the room with us right now. You can reach out and touch him. And so, track and field athlete to track and field athlete.
Yes.
Welcome, Mpumalelo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
So this flight that you've made to Durban, this, you're home now.
I am home in Sekai.
Yeah, all right. Yes. So give us the quick story, the elevator life story of Mpumalelo. Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? All of that.
Elevator pitch is grew up in Ekla Rota, right next to Chatsworth. I went to Sanya, ended up matriculating at Kersney College. Went to UCT, did chemical engineering, still reading towards my doctorate, represented the country on multiple occasions and still trying to add value to our society.
Sorry, can we just go back a little bit? Can we also mention straight A student, Kersney? Can you just put that in there, please? Please.
You know what? That's the teachers. I can't take any credit for that. They made sure that I was straight A.
So you're a bit of an overachiever because it's straight A's. You're doing your doctorate. You were some choir leader. You gold.
He also does motivational talks,
motivational,
by the way.
Motivational talks.
Multi-medal winner.
I fit. So, like, what can't you do?
Yeah. There's lots. There's lots I can't do.
No, but everything you probably try, you'll probably end up, like, nailing it, right?
You know, where there's opportunity, best believe I'll be prepared to take it. That's all that happens.
That's motivation right there.
you've certainly done this one before.
I want to know, firstly, how did you travel with these medals? But I also want to know, now that you're back, what is your training regime like? You've got to share that with us. Because people think you pitch up or you train on the weekend, but you guys put in so much work. So what is that like?
So first one, how did I travel with the medals? I was hugging them, putting them underneath my tracksuit so that nobody could steal them away from us. No, it's just hand luggage with my wife putting at least 3 keypad locks to ensure that if it's lost, nobody can get in. And the Trajan regime is really, it's about 6 hours a day where it's split up into different phases depending on the season. Where there's a lot of strength and conditioning, and I'd say like your winter phase is that hard, grueling, I'd throw up every single session.
What?
I go nap and come back and I'll train some more, rain, sunshine, doesn't matter. And then as we get closer to season, it starts being about quality. So what is your output? Are you achieving the times and milestones that you need such that anything that happens on the global stage, you're still able to produce the world's best time to come back home with some medals?
You didn't spend any time in the River Seine when you were in Paris, because we read so many things about that place. They spent over $1 billion trying to clean it up, and then everything that was meant to happen there, except for the opening ceremony, started on time. Everything else was postponed. How was Paris?
No, Paris, listen, it was a lot of fun. And I think I've been to Paris a few times, but it was truly transformed. I mean, the atmosphere, the vibes, and the Parisians for the first time looked happy. So give them some sports, and clearly they're extremely happy. And as a South African who was there competing, we thought that we'll have a lot of animosity against the French, but actually they were very welcoming. Yeah. I had French people screaming, "Malongo, Malongo," wherever I went. I was like, "Hey, where did you learn this name from?"
So I want to like actually ask you about that. So put on your headset, right? So we wake up the next morning, I think it was, I can't remember the date, but when we won our first one, that you've got the medal, you've got the T44. But then I was confused because of this and the pronunciation.
It's Malongo in lane 4 for a 7. That's Viva Suarez, but it's Malongo's race and Paralympic title. 11.11. Well, a race that promised plenty, and it turned into a match race between Malongo and Viva Suarez.
So your clan name, I'm showing about Unjoman.
Unjoman, okay.
What is the clan name of Malongo?
Gold medal. That's a clan.
Gold medal. That was fantastic. And then the pressure afterwards, though, right? So you've won this gold medal. You've done the Tatiana. Wow. And you still have a long way to go in the Olympics. You end up winning another one, but like, did you feel the pressure, or were you kind of like, I'm done.
You know what, Mpumelelo? I'm going to ask you to answer that question after our traffic. Next traffic.
Yes.
We have a few more questions for you competing in T44. What even is a T44? I want to know. And then nature versus nurture. And many people sitting here wondering.
So the T44 category is single lower limb deficiency. Yeah. So what happens in parasport, you've got various classifications across the sporting codes. And you've got 10 eligible criteria in which you can be at the Paralympic Games. So it only caters for those form of disabilities. And then mine happens to be then classified as a 44 because I'm only affected on my right leg below my knee.
Okay. Mm.
Okay. You also won bronze in the 200 meter T64.
Yes.
So can you explain that and how that works? It's very confusing.
It's so confusing.
The simple answer of that is the T44 category and the T64 used to be the same category. Okay. So if you take it back before Tokyo, there wasn't a split between your amputees and your lower limb deficiencies.
Oh.
Then after Tokyo, we petitioned to say, this is unfair. The people with amputees that have blades have a considerable advantage to somebody who has a lower limb deficiency and still using that deformed foot or that loss of power in their actual leg.
Oh, wow.
So then they said, we'll give you an event, which is the 100 meters where we ran as the T44, but unfortunately because of the limited amount of events in the Paralympic Games, you can participate in another class event, and you must just know that the likelihood of you medaling or making the finals is basically zilch, but at least you get to perform at the world stage in more than one event.
Can we open the medals now?
of course.
Just, you know, you're handling it like you bought it at the trophy cabinet downstairs at the sports shop. Like, can you also deal with it like it's
Pumolelo's
Olympic medal there?
Like
they're beautiful.
Oh, my
word. Bronze and a gold.
It's so heavy.
Can you share with us? You were telling me earlier about what's in the medal. Can you just share that with us, please?
Yes. So what the Parisians have done and the French, is amazing, is they've put 12 grams of the Eiffel Tower.
Uh-huh.
They've got Braille at the back, so for those who are visually impaired.
Oh, wow.
And which is, just amazing additions to these medals so that everyone who gets them can enjoy them, but also have a piece of history that they can take home with.
Of course. And
representation.
Also,
man.
While they're gawking at the medals, I will ask you, what was your Olympic Village experience like?
Trying to stay out of trouble is the big thing at the village. And it's only because they really make it vibey. Mm. There's breakdancing crews, there's bands that march. And after the athletes have completed their events, some of us have to compete a whole week. Others, it's day one and they're done. They create these like nightclubs on the top floor of various buildings. I won't name the countries. Then you just
America,
have
Jamaica.
I will not name the countries. So it's a lot of fun, and it's just so that people don't have a need to go outside of the village to experience that fun, and we can do it as a sporting community together, even after having competed against each other.
No, that's nice. Amazing. But now you've showed us the medals. The only sports politics question I'm going to ask: these medals came with money, or are coming with money, because of what our minister... Have you met Gayton?
I have not met our minister McKenzie. I've not had the pleasure.
Okay, but there was money promised with these medals, and I did the maths here.
He's our guy. He does
it
the
was
maths.
Just
okay,
maths.
Yeah. Okay, who's that
one? We're talking Loma 400,000... 300,000, is that the right?
I think it's 475,000 in my maths, yes.
Okay, in your maths.
Kersney Straight Nation.
Kersney Straight Nation.
Yeah, I'll take he's over yours.
Engineer maths.
Doing a doctorate.
Yeah.
So, but have we received our money?
Not as yet, yeah.
But you've sent the banking details.
No, I believe they already have my banking details. So you must trust in the process. I know Minister McKenzie will do right.
No, there you go.
Do you have something quick that you'd like to share with younger boys and girls out there that might have maybe whatever it is, just some inspiration for them? You've achieved so much and you've done really well. So what would you say to the kids of KZN?
I think two things. The first is comparison is really is the thief of joy. So yeah. Don't compare yourself to anyone. Your timing is your own. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, find whatever it is that recharges you daily, because it's the daily disciplines of what you do and not necessarily the output of the outcome that you wish for that really makes you happy in life.
Wow. Mm. I love that. I've got goosebumps. That's
good
beautiful.
Stuff there. Paralympic gold medalist Mpumelelo Mthlongo. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
What a jewel. There you go. Listen, also, and now an accomplished speaker. If you want to book Mpumelelo Mthlongo, where would people find you?
You'll find me on Instagram or just on the Investec website. If you type in Mpumelelo Mthlongo, the Investec website shows up, and then my contact details are right there for you if you would like to have us.
Now you are the real deal.
I see you doing a TEDx talk.
Please come visit
soon.
Us whenever you want to visit. Just
whenever.
Just
you don't have to bring the medals, but just come visit us.
Before you leave, actually, just on the way out is the IT department. Just go in there. Yeah. Get your biometrics.
Yes.
So you just
I love it.
This is home now. I love it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you go, guys. All right, Carol Forey up next. Don't forget, she's giving you clues for the bug, which you're going to keep. And then join us again tomorrow when you win. Bye.
Darren, Skye, and Carmen on East Coast Radio.